Hey everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. Today we're going to be talking about a few commonalities between some of the best, arguably the best classic books in the literary canon today, those being Gulliver's Travels, A Tale of Two Cities, and 1984. And I'm Justin Harvey, your host, and today with me I have Destiny Dysart.
Hello.
Julia Trahan.
Hi everyone.
And Abraham, what's your last name again, sir?
Ricardo.
Ricardo, all right. So those are going to be my friends that I have with me in our podcast today. And today we're just going to talk. All right, first, what do you guys think makes a classic book a classic book?
I think a book to be considered a classic has to have a great impact on society after the book is written, many, many years after the book is written.
Okay, I think that's a fair assessment. You know, you gotta have a book, like, it's gotta be fun to read, it's gotta be enjoyable, it's gotta have a lot of popularity with the populace, it's gotta have impact on society. I agree with that. What do you think, Destiny?
I think it has to have universal themes, something that doesn't work for that particular historic period, but for periods overall.
I would say that's something that what makes a classic is, again, what Destiny said, universal themes. There's got to be something in that that anyone of any time can relate to. Jealousy, love, anger, all of these sort of emotions, they have to be, the characters that are written have to be relatable in an aspect of, you don't want to feel completely alienated from them, you want to feel like you're right there beside them. That's what really draws a person in.
Okay, this is some good stuff. So you're saying that, essentially, in order to be a classic, what the book talks about has to be able to transcend time and space in a way that it can make the characters relatable
exactly.
To any given person.
Exactly, Justin.
Regardless. Okay, this is what I like to see. Good stuff.
Or here, because it's a podcast.
So while we're talking about themes, what are some themes that were in you guys' books that you think really solidify them as part of the literary canon?
I would say power, like who controls the power and what they do with that power. It really affects the main character of the book.
Power struggle, okay, yeah. I can see that. How about you, Julia?
Yeah, definitely I remember in reading Gulliver's Travels, there was a sort of... there was a lot of intellectuality involved in it, but it was also like, you know... Let me just read this passage and it'll illustrate the amount of, again, power that England has.
Sure.
I replied that England, the dear place of my nativity, was computed to produce three times the quantity of food more than its inhabitants are able to consume. But in order to feel the luxury and intemperance of the males and the vanity of the females, we sent away the greatest part of our necessary things to other countries, from whence in return we brought the materials of diseases, folly, and vice to spend among ourselves. Hence it follows of necessity that vast numbers of people are compelled to seek their livelihood by begging, robbing, stealing, cheating, pimping, forswearing, flattering, suborning, forging, gaming, lying, fawning, hectoring, voting, scribbling, and free thinking. That's sort of...
A lot of adjectives.
Yeah, it is.
Those aren't adjectives, those are verbs. Excuse me. Don't kill me with your pitchforks, don't come at me. Anyway, you were saying.
But that sort of, that idea of vices and power and, you know, in the end, Gulliver's questioning colonization, and he's saying, you know, all of these places belong to England, but do they really?
Like, what does that mean?
Exactly.
Some overarching themes within A Tale of Two Cities were... oppression, rebellion, and devotion.
Right.
Between the characters and friends and the loyalty they share during the oppression of the French Revolution.
So, Destiny, what I'm hearing you say is that all of our books have a sort of power struggle involved in them. All of them are, like, essentially fighting the man, in a way.
Yes, that's true.
That's a pretty good assessment, honestly. All right, well, unfortunately, we're coming to about the end of our time that we've got allotted with you guys tonight, so we're going to sign off in just a minute. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for listening to us talk about the similarities between these classic books. We hope you enjoyed, and we hope that maybe this inspires you to go off and enjoy these books yourself one day. Have a good one, guys.